Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Your perfect style is more than a fit, it's a feeling. When you step into any Maurice's, our stylists are dedicated to helping you find the perfect outfit. Because there's no better feeling than looking your best. Shop at one of our 800 plus stores or online at Maurice's.com for new items arriving daily and holiday flash deals. Maurice's, that styled feeling.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed. Is 94 WIP. Check it out there. I want to wish everyone out there a very happy early Thanksgiving. I'm going to have another episode up before the game on Friday. Five matchups, five keys that will decide the Eagles and Bears Friday. And we're going to do an extended show Friday from the link. Myself and Hugh, really on from 10 until kickoff. So be tuned in. Dave Spadaro joins us at 12, full pregame show at 1, 10 to 12 with you guys on the phone lines and WIP and talking through the game and the Eagles. So just want to let everyone know about that coming up Black Friday on WIP. Check it out. But depending on when you get to listen to the five matchups for that Eagles-Bears game and if we post it on Friday morning or tomorrow on Thanksgiving, I just want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving and appreciate you making this show part of your day. I want to dive in today to the rumor out there yesterday that the Phillies have checked in on Diamondback second baseman Ketel Marte. And I would be underselling it if I said my interest was piqued. I am excited about this idea. And this is a kind of, you know, this is more than kind of, it is a game-changing, offseason-changing, franchise-changing type of move if the Phillies could pull it off. So let's dive into the player, how much I would be willing to give up to get him, the contract he comes with, and the fit on this Phillies team. Let's start with the player. Ketel Marte is one of baseball's best players. Let's just call it for what it is. Ketel Marte is one of the best players in Major League Baseball. He has been that for a while now. You look at his numbers, we're up to 35.6 on the WAR for his career, a 121 adjusted OPS. He's coming off a year where he had a 145 adjusted OPS, All-Star, MVP votes, Silver Slugger at the second base position, hit 283 with a 376 on base, a 517 slugging. If we kind of put that in the context of the Phillies, he'd be their second best offensive player behind Kyle Schwarber. Last year hit 28 home runs. He is the second baseman and in the last 3 years has hit 28, 36, 25. He was the league championship series MVP when the Diamondbacks beat the Phillies. His OPSs over the past 3 years, 893, 932, 844. If you go back to 2021, which is a pretty large sample now, Ketel Marte has posted an 857 OPS. If you want to go back to 2019, which is really the bulk of his prime, 2019 and now, it's a very large sample. I know the guy has a composite 823 OPS, but that's not really what it's been for seven seasons. It's 873 over the last seven seasons. When he was young, and he racked up a lot of at-bats when he was young in Seattle and Arizona, very young player, didn't hit for power. You know, he was, for his first 4 years, first 3.5 full years, first, let's say, 1,500 plate appearances, he was a 712 OPS guy. That guy is a long time ago. This is a different hitter now, and it's a long time where he's posted big power numbers. He's a star. He's a game-changing player. He brings excellent bat-on-ball ability. He's never struck out more than 109 times in a season. His walks have upticked over the years, as his power has, which you would not be surprised to hear. He's walked over the last four full seasons. He's posted 255 walks. On average per year, we're talking about 63 or 64 walks, just a shade under 100 strikeouts, which for a guy that posts and plays pretty much every day, that's pretty darn good. His strikeout percentage has never been over... Wow, it's never been over 18.2% over a full season. Cut it down this past year to 14.9%. He's moving towards a strikeout-to-walk ratio, which is never probably going to be 1-to-1, but closer than it was when he was young. Hard hit rate in the 50% range. Hits the ball, you know, in the air enough. Hits the ball line drives enough. Dropped his ground ball percentage last year, which went up a little too high a couple years ago. Down. The guy does so many things well at the dish. He's one of the best players in baseball. I need him on the Phillies. I think it'd be a game changer for the Phillies. And I'll put it out there very simply. If I'm the Phillies and I'm Dave Dombrowski and the goal is to beat the Dodgers and the goal is to go win the World Series and the goal is to take down the Mets who have already gotten better this offseason with the Simeon move, they're probably going to try to trade for Tarik Skubal. We'll see where it goes. I would trade Andrew Painter for Ketel Marte. I place the call. Put it in. Winter meetings are coming up in a couple weeks. If you want to win the bidding for a Ketel Marte, offer Andrew Painter. I know we have this thing where we're attached to these prospects. Andrew Painter could end up being a great pitcher. A couple years ago, I thought he was going to be a great pitcher. He still has that potential. It is a red flag. What happened last year? That Yosevich did what he did for the Blue Jays, came up, flew through the system, and Andrew Painter was stuck in mud for the Phillies in their AAA. You know, on their AAA team in Lehigh Valley. 5 ERA at AAA. Not a good season for Andrew Painter. Perhaps the command comes back. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe he's not what we think he's going to be. I would cash in Andrew Painter where the Phillies have had chances to do it for Garrett Crochet. Didn't do it. Chances to do it for stars over the last couple years. Didn't do it. Chance to do it for Mason Miller this past year. Didn't do it. The Phillies, at some point, we're going to have a list of players. Steven Kwan, where they have passed up the opportunity to get those players and maybe put themselves over the hump to go win a World Series because they didn't want to go up Andrew Painter. I can't not do that. I can't not do that, especially when I look at the player that Marte is in the context of baseball today, and then the player he is in the context of his position long-term. I mean, Ketel Marte has a shot here. A shot. Now, I'm not saying he's going to make it. To put himself in the Hall of Fame mix when his career is over as a second baseman, he really does. I mean, to rack up the WAR he's racked up, the pace he's on, the MVP votes he's gotten, he's got a shot. I'm going to look up second baseman all time in history. I want to give you three second basemen and compare his numbers to them all time, and they're all contemporary guys, recent guys. One goes back to the 90s, but the other two we know very, very well. One, you know, extremely well here in Philadelphia, and how it kind of racks up. So if you look at Jaws, which is kind of a compact way to look at potential Hall of Fame second baseman. So the average 20 Hall of Famers of the position, yeah, Marte's got a ways to go. But you look at the best seven-year WAR number. Semien, by the way, just got traded 40.6. Marte is, in terms of peak for second baseman in baseball history, it's probably not quite Hall of Fame level, but he's above a Julio Franco. He is above a Brian Roberts, who was a hell of a player. He is above, and that's an interesting comp, he's above an Orlando Hudson. He's above a Howie Kendrick. He is above Ozzy Albies. Let me give you the guys he's right around to kind of to paint the picture of where Marte is. Right around Julio Franco. Right around Placido Polanco. A little bit below Tony Phillips. Not far from Willie Randolph, who Jeff Kent and Nelly Fox. Now we're talking about Hall of Fame, you know, adjacent Lou Whitaker, Ian Kinsler. Like, he's in that mix. Chuck Knoblauch. To where it's like, man, you kind of squint. This guy's a hell of a baseball player.
It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, three comps. All right, Ketel Marte from age 26 to age 31, right? Or age 25 to age 31. That's his seven-year peak so far. He's not quite Utley, but home runs over that stretch. Utley, 175, Marte 149. OPS plus 135, Marte 130, Utley. OPS 873, Marte 901, Utley. Slugging 510, Marte 519, Utley. It's kind of close. Now let's look at Ketel Marte against Robinson Cano, same age bracket, 25 to 31. Marte higher on base, higher slugging, higher OPS, higher OPS. Plus, and this one caught my attention. Roberto Alomar, Ketel Marte, ages 25 to 31. Alomar hasn't beaten WAR, but barely. Home runs, 149 Marte, 112 Alomar. The slugging, Marte. The OPS, 873 Marte, 872 Roberto Alomar. OPS plus, Marte at 135, Alomar at 126. Silver sluggers, two each. Now, Alomar is a more accomplished player with seven All-Stars versus three. He was a better defender. Marte's not a great defender. The Phillies would be losing something if Bryce had Stott. You know, if they went from Stott to Marte defensively, he's not a great defensive second baseman. He's fine. I always thought he's fine. I don't think he kills you defensively. But he's probably not as good as Bryce has Stott. But we're talking about big, big comps. His numbers in some areas compared to guys that I believe, I believe Chase Utley would be in the Hall of Fame. Cano would have been there if it wasn't for getting busted for steroids late in his career. Alomar is a Hall of Famer. I mentioned some of those other guys, Kinsler's, Nelly Fox's, guys that are Lou Whitaker that either people think should be in or close to be in. That's the kind of player Marte's been. He is on a contract that I think fits really well with the Phillies and where they're at right now, a luxury tax number of $19 million, which is less than where Castellanos was. He does have a player option for 31. He's on a six-year, $105 million deal through 2030. So there is a longer-term commitment to this player. He's going to make $15 million this year. His salary could go up based on plate appearances, MVP, all that kind of stuff. He's going to make $12 million in 2027. Then he'll finish it out with 20, 22, 22, and a player option for $11.5 million, which he might pick up at age 37 in 2031. That might be a problem. But it's not, the Phillies can move on if they have to. but for the next 5 years, the Phillies would be getting him for a grand total 27, 47, 69, 91. 5 years, $91 million. There's no way you get this player on the open market for that kind of money. And I think about the team they've assembled, what they have. If they could put Ketel Marte in this mix, and they can have a lineup that includes Turner, Marte, Harper, Schwarber, we are talking about a top four that can rake, a top four that is difference making. That is something that would change things. This is a switch hitter, which, you know, as we talk about fits on the team, his ability to switch hit. Imagine putting Turner one, and then you could put Marte two, Harper three, and Schwarber four. So you'd be able to dictate. Like, Marte would get the platoon advantage regardless of who the pitcher is, and you really are dictating then what the opponent does, right? Like, if they want to bring a tough righty in to face Turner and want to keep Marte at the left side of the plate, okay, well, that tough righty may have to face Bryce in the third spot. And if you want to go to the lefty, well, then Marte's going to be able to bat right-handed, and then Turner's also going to be able to bat right-handed. As I pull up his splits for 2025, righty-left, just see what he was doing in each of his different spots.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's basically the same. He's 893 OPS versus lefties, 891. The guy doesn't have a weakness offensively right now in his game. Does it strike out? Walks a good amount, gets on base, hits for power at the second base position, has had big-time MVP candidate in multiple seasons. We're talking about an LCS MVP when they played the Phillies. He fits perfect. He fits the age of these guys. He fits the trajectory. I don't know what's going on in Arizona. Weird stuff last year where the teammates were kind of annoyed at him. He stayed away around the All-Star break, extended period. His house was broken into. I don't know. He always seemed to me like a ball player. Excellent player. I don't want to see him on the Mets. I don't want to see him on the Dodgers. I don't want to see him anywhere in the National League. I want him on the Phillies. And I would offer Andrew Painter for him. Now, are they going to ask for Painter and Stott? Is that too much? Could you reroute Stott somewhere else? You could. You also could, if you want to move Bohm and have a hold the fort kind of season at third base with Stott and Sosa, you could do that. But I just think about the top five in this lineup. If you could roll out what a top four in the lineup with Turner, Marte, Harper, Schwarber, you're building something. You're putting something together to score a lot of runs to start next season. I like the contract. I like the player. The age fits the rest of this baseball team. The cost is going to be big, but I would offer Andrew Painter rare chance to get an MVP caliber player that's not going to cost you $300 million. It's rare. You know, the Phillies go spend $300 on Kyle Tucker if they want. This is Kyle Tucker production, and he plays in middle infield position. Go get Ketel Marte. That's how you put this thing over the top. He is, again, he's played in the NL West. No fear of the Dodgers. Knows the Dodgers. I haven't looked up his numbers against the Dodgers. I'm going to guess they're decent. Even though the Dodgers throw great pitching and great bullpen arms at them, all those games he's played against the Dodgers in his career, I have a feeling there's zero fear for him going up against the LA Dodgers. He's faced them a ton in his career. 286 batting average, a 349 on base, 12 homers in 109 games. The guy's played well against the Los Angeles Dodgers. No fear. He's played these big teams. He's played these big games. I like that. I like that about him. And I would love to see him playing second base for the Philadelphia Phillies moving forward here. Go get him. I would offer Andrew Painter to go get Ketel Marte. Agree, disagree, where do you come down? Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check that out there, 6A to 6P. Every weekday, pregame shows live on our YouTube channel as well. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, have a great Thanksgiving with your family. We'll talk to you for the midday show on Wednesday and then I'm back for an extended midday show slash countdown to kickoff slash pregame on Friday, Black Friday, for the Eagles and Bears. Thank you so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Rinse takes your laundry and hand delivers it to your door. Expertly cleaned and folded. So you could take the time once spent folding and sorting and waiting to finally pursue a whole new version of you. Like tea time you. Or this tea time you. Or even this tea time you.
So did you hear about Dave?
Or even tea time, tea time, tea time you.
So update on Dave.
It's up to you. We'll take the laundry. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.